God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So last week, my wife was giving me my bi-weekly haircut, and I was watching YouTube on my iPad. What else do you do when you're getting your haircut? And I saw a channel, there's actually several of them, I've seen such things before, where they take historical figures, and from nothing more than a bust of their head from in marble, or maybe from a flat and ancient portrait painted many years ago, they can actually recreate what the person actually looked like. So they'll take someone like Julius Caesar from some marble sculpture from antiquity, and they will gradually, you can see this on the screen, bring him to life. You know, the eyes usually are opaque in those ancient sculptures, and bring eyes into the eye sockets and color to the hair and roses to the cheeks, so to speak, and have this person emerge in three dimension, and then they actually animate the person. You can see the person smiling and talking and looking left and right, and it's an amazing thing. They did the same thing with George Washington, and they do it gradually in steps so you can see what they're doing. I don't know how scientifically accurate it is, but just from the visual that you can see, it makes sense to me that the portrait you see of the man, or the sculpture you see of the man or the lady, and the way the technology brings that person to life, you think that it probably is plausible, and indeed it may be. So I was getting my hair cut, and I was watching them doing this metamorphosis, so to speak, on George Washington, the father of our country. And it was astounding. It was amazing. And then at the very end, they took Washington, this three-dimensional living Washington, you know, you're looking at his face, his head, and they take him from the garb of 1776, and they put him into the Oval Office today. They put him in a blue suit, blue tie, white shirt. His hair is a comb over, a part, I should say. And you think, wow, is that what he would look like if he were in the office today? It's just amazing to consider George Washington alive today. I mean, he's not, obviously, and it's hard to imagine how someone from that world would even fit in any way other than in a museum in our world today. I'm not saying that's wonderful. I'm just saying that is the case. So it's hard to imagine someone from antiquity like Julius Caesar or someone from our own history, Washington, moving about the earth today, right now, present time. Well, the Bible actually talks about one who shows up centuries apart. And I'm thinking just now of an angel named Gabriel, a real angelic being. In Daniel chapter 9, verse 21, the Bible talks about Gabriel. You find him again in Luke chapter 1, verse 26. And just so we know, we're talking about centuries apart. In other words, Gabriel showed up to Daniel, and then 700 something years later, he shows up again. Amazing that the same being could come to this earth and interact with people so many centuries apart. Now, that is nothing compared to what we're led to imagine or think on, and that is the timelessness, the eternality of the person, Jesus Christ, God the Son. In Revelation chapter 1, you know, we're introduced to a world that is so foreign to us. Dragons and fire and beasts and all kinds of fearful, frightful, and quite frankly, odd things in the book of Revelation. But Revelation is first and foremost, as the first few words say, the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's not just the revelation, the revealing of what will be. It's the revelation of the one who is. Jesus is, was, and will be. And you find that repeatedly in Revelation chapter 1 and actually throughout the book. So in John, Revelation chapter 1, verse 4, the Bible says, John to the seven churches, which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. Later, the Lord says, I am Alpha and Omega. Jesus is he's the first letter and he's God's last word. He's the eternal. In verse 11, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And so Jesus is the eternal Son of God. In verse 5, he's called the faithful witness. In verse 8, Verse 8, the latter part of that verse, he's called the Almighty God, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. In verse 11, again, he's called the first and the last. So throughout this book, throughout the many verses of this first chapter in particular, you find that he was, he is, and he will be. And so Jesus is all you will ever need. Do you know tomorrow? No. Do you know, eternity from now? No, but Jesus does. And so I'm to live in the grace and peace which the Lord Jesus grants. He says, fear not, I am the first and last. Verses 8, 11, 17, and 19, over and over again, I'm the first and the last. Jesus is all you will ever need. You know, in your life, you need different people for different times in your life. When a person is first born, they need a father, they need a mother, they need a parent, they need parents, ideally. That's what God designed. You need parents. And then later on, you need a companion. I have a number of companions, but I have one wife, and she is my companion. So I had parents as a child. I have a wife, a companion. And at some point in life, someone perhaps in their 90s needs someone who can remember. You know, there used to be a magazine, it may still exist, I'm not sure that it does, called Reminisce Magazine. And it had all kinds of photos from, 60, 70, 80, 90 years ago. And a lot of them were rural scenes or a little church or, a little community, downtown area in 1940. And you've got the barber shop and the five and dime store and so on. It's for people to remember. And one of the lonely parts of growing old is that there's no longer anyone to remember. You say something and you're thinking something that is 70 years old and everyone else is wondering what you're talking about, or they're thinking about the way that thing you've mentioned is now, and they're two totally different things. So in life, you need a parent, you need a companion, and then eventually you need someone who remembers. May I just tell you something? Jesus is all of that. He was, he is, and he will be. He gives grace, he gives peace, and he says, fear not. So I don't know what the future holds, as has often been said, but I know who holds the future. His name is Jesus. He was, he is, and he will be.